The last group of birds I'm going to speak about are those that are traditionally attracted to feeders. Those are the birds that in the wintertime are going to be eating seeds, normally provided by plants like goldenrods and asters and other kinds of plants that the birds would take for food during the wintertime. But we provide substitutes for that in a variety of feeders called hopper feeders that we'll talk about later and show you some pictures of. We put out sunflower seeds typically, or you can put out mixed bird seeds of different kinds. And I can tell you more later about how to choose those particular kinds of seeds. But to keep it simple first, there's really one kind of sunflower seed that's especially attractive to birds. We call that black oilseed sunflower. The interesting thing about sunflower is that in many places it's grown and used for producing oil for human consumption. And so black oilseed sunflower has been especially developed to have a very thin shell and have a kernel that has a high oil content. And both of those are great attributes of a sunflower seed for feeding birds. The kernel is thin, so even birds like chickadees or titmice that might ordinarily come to your feeders for suet can easily open the seed and get at the oil-rich kernel that's inside. And other birds like cardinals and grosbeaks and many sparrows can also easily open the seed because they're especially adapted for opening seeds easily. So if you're going to be feeding sunflower seed and if you want to keep it simple, just feed black oilseed sunflower. Something else scientists have studied are the food preferences of birds. And it's really rather straightforward. If you put out an array of feeders and you put different seeds in the different feeders, the birds will choose the one that they like. And in these kinds of studies done in many, many cases, we've found that overall, when it comes to seeds, that sunflower is the best seed to offer, and that of the two kinds of sunflower widely available, black oilseed sunflower and white striped sunflower, that the black oilseed sunflower is the better one to choose for your birds. After that, white millet seems better, and after that, maybe cracked corn. Many seed mixes come to us with orange seeds added in. That's their natural color. They look orange or reddish brown. That includes milo, sometimes called sorghum, as well as red millet. And we know from these comparative seed preference studies that milo and red millet are less preferred by birds than our sunflower seed. The trade-off is that milo and red millet sometimes are put into less expensive seed mixes. And so if you have birds, perhaps like mourning dove, perhaps like house sparrow coming to your feeder, then you might choose a less expensive seed mix to offer the clients at your feeder. The choice is really yours, and it's a matter of what birds you're attracting and what you're willing to pay to attract those birds to your feeder. Another thing to think about is what do you do when you put out seed for birds? Well, you attract a concentration of birds to your yard, and there is the possibility that with some kinds of birds you can increase the risks of disease being transmitted from one bird to another. In some cases, you may even attract rodents to your yard that you don't want there. In these situations, it's reasonable to keep your feeders clean. It's reasonable to keep seeds from being accumulated in the yard so that you don't attract rodents that you don't want and so that you don't transmit disease to the birds. In particular, when you're feeding seeds or seed mixes, you want to choose a feeder that's going to keep the seed dry. If you see any hint of mold or mildew in the seed inside the feeder, then you need to empty it of seed, you need to clean it out thoroughly, and maybe even replace or repair the feeder so that it doesn't leak and so that water gets to the seed. If the seed is kept dry, then it's not going to grow mold or mildew. And when you have mold or mildew in the seed, it's evidence that somehow the seed's getting wet and supporting the growth of the mold or mildew. So select a feeder that you can feed the seeds from that's going to keep the seeds that you offer dry.